This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Banjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The dead is quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told.
I only bring this up, not to talk about InfoWars, but so people understand the model of victory if anything even happens to us. And it's a very satisfied feeling to see people that are smarter than I am, better than I am, with their own media outlets that are just exploding all over the place. But to see our view, our historical research, our perspective, our wide spectrum of guests to really try to get at the truth. We're not trying to live in some delusional land where we make up what we want and then, you know, go out like a bunch of mentally ill peacocks. I think it's perfect that Megyn Kelly's going over there. I mean, she became ugly physically when she sold out, literally. She became like the witch, you know, from Snow White. And then now her ratings plunged. They were trying to prop them up, and she's just gone. She, in New York, believed that she could be on NBC or CNN. That was what was a proper. That's what the president likes. That's what the other women, where she gets her hair done, are into. Well, I mean, it's just, okay. They're really smart, great women you can put in positions. This is not one of them. She's a dingbat. And so InfoWars' success has been in that we just basically have hammered the truth, not some other narrative we were given, and it wasn't some delusional narrative that we just came up with. And so that's really been the strength of the broadcast, is because I was never even trying to talk to intelligence communities, the military, or police. In fact, when I was out having, I was bashing them and attacking them, saying, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this? Why don't you fight for America? Why don't you stand up? Well, you notice they started doing it. It's because the public wasn't supporting them. It's kind of like in V for Vendetta. He says, why did you come forward earlier? Because I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. That's emblematic of the men doing something. That's now happening. And I was just an earlier wave of people concerned about this, desperately trying to reach people, never intending to be the big swinging you-know-what. And I don't want to be that. I want to see prosperity. I want to be able to back off and not be so desperate. Dr. Steve Machenik, in the 3 minutes we've got left, I want to thank you. I want to congratulate you. We should celebrate Trump. We should celebrate that Americana is coming back in. I think we should thank everybody, the listeners, the viewers, the patriots. They're all just as important as any of us, like any part of an electrical line over 1,000 miles. They're the connection. They're the heart. They're the blood. So I want to salute them as well. Who else do you want to thank out there?
Well, I want to thank you. You've been very modest about your capability, but the reality is, in my world, when I try to access the radio right after 9/11, there was only one man who came forth and had the courage. And it's a simple word called courage, and that was Alex Jones. And it was your audience. Your audience has been phenomenal. They're all over the world. I get responses from Australia, England, everywhere. These are wonderful people. But remember, a moment of courage can take down so many administrations and so many problems that you can't underestimate what you have done. Now, I don't want to call it victory because there is no victory.
It's a continuum. It's a continuum.
It's a continuum. That's correct, Alice. It's a continuum of our continuing to struggle to clear out what's a mess and to use the latest tools that you use, that Trump had used, and that the Americans understand, social media. Now we're going to be in a bigger world. We are affecting now Brexit, which I told you.
You know what? I wanted to get you on next week for a full hour to break this down. If you've got to go, fine.
No, I keep going.
Let me come back for like 5 minutes and then let you get into strategy for the next phase, what we expect to see, not some game plan you are being given by some shadowy agency, the return of Americana, the return of Renaissance, you know, as a real battlefield expert that, you know, has overthrown a lot of countries that were tyrannical and helped keep countries that were good in place. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff.
You and I overthrew a domestic country, and that was the Clintons. You were part of it.
Absolutely. So I want you to, as a real, you know, real expert from the ground right up the top, what you expect to see, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's a 12-minute segment. I'm going to just let you host it when we come back, and then I'm going to take over with the latest news and developments. Dr. Steve Machenik's our guest, stevemachenik.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, and It's a war. It's ongoing, but you're seeing we're winning major battles, and the tide's turning very quickly. Does that mean there's some utopia over the next hill? No, we're still going to be fallible humans. But it means we're going to have people in place that aren't a bunch of pedophiles, basically. I mean, just look at Hillary and Bill Clinton. These are freaking demons, man.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind that fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Now the New World Order, the globalists, their little plan that a monopoly system worldwide didn't go too well. The people like prosperity and innovation.
I won't be much when you
they don't want to be lectured by a bunch of weird socialist mental patients that want to attack civilization because they're in competition with it. All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik, I wanted to get you on next week. Let's do it, too, to spend an hour on really how you see the history of the world so far, this de-evolution of power to the people, to the states, to the local, you know, small is beautiful, and then expanding into the current threats you see and what you do expect some of the forces of monopoly and corruption to try to pull here in the next 16 days and then after, and what you think Trump needs to do. You got about 11 minutes. Go ahead.
I think what Trump has to do now is to make sure that the people he puts in place in all the institutions, all of them, are really vetted out pretty well. Now, what do I mean by that? For many of us on the Alex Jones Show and the Truther Movement, we can't have a reappearance of those who are neocons or neoconservatives. In particular, John Bolton, Elliot Abrams, Wolfowitz, Pearl, David Worms, there are a whole bunch of these people who are sycophants and basically gathering around Washington and Trump and basically explaining how they really didn't do anything bad for the country and they served it and they're essential to the running of our government. That's not true. He needs to clear out the entire neocon area with what Mike Flynn understands and Jay Mathis understands. And he has to clear it out because they're dangerous to our republic. These are the same people who were never held accountable for 9/11 or stand down. That's the first thing. The second thing, James Mathis, General Mathis, has to really take in stride the idol whom he wants to follow, and that's my idol as well, General George Marshall, who basically, when he came in to World War II, cleared out 300 to 400 generals and admirals because he needed a new staff. He needed a staff where a 59-year-old lieutenant colonel by the name of Dwight D. Eisenhower came in to be the head of Eurocom and the commanding forces of the World War II. He had an uncanny understanding of who were the talented people. The same case, James Mathis has to clear out the Pentagon. We have a 1-to-1 chief to tail ratio, which is not acceptable. What that means is that we have one bureaucrat for one fighter. That's unheard of in the history of American warfare. We need a chief to tail ratio of about 15 to 20 to 1. In other words, get rid of the 500,000 or 750,000 of the bureaucrats and promote the young lieutenants and captains into positions of power and command and control. Secondly, the issue of ISIS and Al-Qaeda has to be resolved very quickly. And that's not on the battlefield, it's back at home. Those who created it, namely the CIA and others who consorted with them and the civilians who were involved, have to be held accountable. This is not an enemy that came out of nowhere. This is an enemy created by our own CIA, by our own intelligence community, and by our own mercenaries. If we do not clear it out, it will be an indictment again of the American Republic. It's not an issue of bombing these people out. You can't bomb terrorists out, but you can create them. John Kerry's responsible, Hillary Clinton's responsible, Obama's responsible, John Brennan is responsible, and the list goes on and on. If we hold no one accountable, we will again repeat the mistrials and misgivings of the Clinton administration and Bush Jr. We have to have a war trials committee that has to be instilled very much the way we did after apartheid. That war trials committee has to have a reconciliation element to it, but it has to bring forth all those people who were involved in 9/11, Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice. Once we have that in front of the American public and the world, the Muslims of the world will see that we treat everybody with equal justice. But as long as we keep putting on Jewish ambassadors to Israel, it's not going to work. It's not an accident that the only time we have been successful with Israel and a Muslim country was under Jimmy Carter. Number one, he was not Jewish. Number two, he was a very bright man who had a willingness to risk his political capital to put together Camp David. Number two was the fact that we had Stanfield Turner, who's director of the CIA, a military man who was number one in Annapolis. Together, we were able to put together a treaty that lasted for God knows how long, 40, 50 years. With John Kerry, we had an individual who's a CIA, skull and bones idiot, literally a man who's not very bright, who never was bright, And
I said you'd host, but I've got to ask this question. He looks like he's neurologically degrading by the month. He flicks his tongue every 2 seconds and seems to be having a mental breakdown. I mean, medically, you are a psychiatrist and an MD. Can you comment on that?
Well, I can't say very much about his tongue movements. I can tell you a lot about his narcissism, where we picked it up in the Nixon and the subsequent administrations when he went to Vietnam and brought with him a film crew. And that was totally out of, you know, we couldn't believe what he had done. And then
have you seen the photo of him looking down the barrel of a gun?
No.
Yeah, you can't make it up. I'm sorry. I'll keep going.
I'm sorry. That's all right, Alice. You can intervene. Basically, he is a pathetic, dumb individual. He was a Jew whose father was a Jew, created some kind of name, Kerry, from Ireland. But he is typical of the politicians who spent most of their years at our taxpayer dollars to hustle and to get into a position of Secretary of State. As Secretary of State, he really has accomplished very little. The Iran Treaty was something that we wanted in the military only because we needed it to offset it to Saudi Arabia. The treaty itself and the provisions have to be reexamined. And, of course, the amount of money that was spent for the hostages in the billions of dollars was incredible and has to be held accountable. So we need to go back to all the administrations and basically have an open hearing, kind of what we had in South Africa. What went wrong? How did it go wrong? And this is true of Obama. This is true of Bush Jr. If we do that, then we can proceed as a country, as the leading superpower, which we are, and we can continue to be.
But you're saying we lose the soft power and we don't admit all the corruption, all the bizarreness that's going on.
Well, that's not soft power. In my world, corruption's far more lethal than any gun. Because
it takes you over and it allows you to be infiltrated. In fact, let me ask this question. You've told me privately, I don't want to get into what you told me, but other people said the same thing over the years, and I followed it myself. It's very clear, you know, the communist generals, the Chinese generals, you know, out of uniform, meeting with Clinton over and over again, you know, back in the 90s. I mean, out of all the people that pay off Hillary, I know she's an agent of herself, but there comes a time when you actually are really serving one master, like Bob Dylan says. And I mean, is she not pretty much a communist Chinese agent?
I don't know if she's an agent. I don't think she's that. She's not. She's basically so self-centered that she will take money from anybody and anywhere and will accommodate a
person. Sure. What does it say as a psychiatrist if somebody steals furniture everywhere they go, basically? I mean, they admit State Department.
Basically, you know, this is a woman who has many, many psychological problems, including the fact that her father wasn't there. I don't want to get into her history, but her history is pretty evident to everybody now in terms of a kleptocracy, the ability to steal, the ability to create collusion, the ability to co-opt, and the inability to really think through a problem or think through a strategy which would suit the nation, not herself. And her self-referential ideas cost her downfall, as well as Bill Clinton, who helped to take her down. I mean, probably the most damning evidence that occurred, and I said it repeatedly, and I warned them that Bill Clinton would undermine her campaign. And how did he do it? He walked over to Loretta Lynch's plane and spent 29 minutes there.
And she now says she regrets that. Yeah, that was illegal.
Of course it's illegal, but that was Bill Clinton at his finest. He can't he couldn't give a damn about his wife. He doesn't give a damn about the country. That was Bill Clinton. And I predicted that he would do something that would undermine her campaign.
You did.
He couldn't help it.
Well, by the way, you saw when he was in Israel at one of the funerals, and Obama for like 20 minutes was like, "Get up, Bill, get up." And I was watching Bill with the crowd. He looked like he was completely out of his mind.
Well, you know, Bill is his own creation. Bill is not a man of achievement. Bill is not a man of real accomplishment. He's basically a smooth-talking bullshitter from Arkansas. And he was put there by Sam Walton, who had been in the intelligence community, was in charge of all of the repatriation of the Italians and Irish into camps that we had in the United States. The point is that she is...
By the way, I got to skip this network break and give me a few more minutes. I knew that. But I think you're getting into stuff that people don't even know at this point. Why don't you tell people about Walmart? Since you're getting into these areas in Arkansas and the weird.
Walmart is a fancy outlet of a Chinese expansion or basically Chinese.
That's right. The deal made in the 70s, and now we see what it's done.
Correct. And you have to remember, Sam Walton wasn't this sweet, innocent American. He was a very sophisticated intelligence operative. I believe he was a captain at the time during World War II, where he was in charge of the incarceration of Italians and other aliens, supposedly, but not the Japanese. And he remained in power and eventually built it up through corruption, through Chinese negotiation, and through the banks that he owned. I mean, it wasn't only Hillary that was compromised. We had in the late 80s, we had evidence that Bill Clinton was compromised by the Chinese. Al Gore had received money. Hillary had received money.
Sure, they even gave the missile secrets.
Well, that was...
Why give North Korea the reactors that could create A-bombs again?
Because what they wanted to do was to create strategic tension against which we, the Americans, would have to confront and basically fund the military-industrial complex. It's an antiquated concept. It's a concept that came in with Kissinger, with a whole bunch of other people, but we don't need strategic
tension. Yeah, and now we've given them too much strategic power doing that to Korea. We're much stronger against China, who's already making belligerent moves. It just shows how... They claim it's the strategic tension. They're really just selling us out.
Well, let me be frank. China is sitting on a very dangerous precipice.
I know they are, and I'm sick of their arrogance. Why do you think they're blowing up and getting in our face now after Obama's bent over to them?
Because that's their response. What they have is called the Middle Kingdom Complex. You either come to China as a supplicant, but you do not come to China as a master. We've come to China repeatedly and said to them, this is what we want, and this is what we want you to do. The Chinese, in turn, react to that. Their problem is massive corruption, massive fiscal instability. There is a huge drainage of cash going out of China.
And brain drain.
I'm sorry?
It's just like going out to East Texas or places where all the really smart people have left. There's still some people, but you know what I mean? It's a brain drain.
Correct. It's not only a brain drain, but also the fact there is no more dollars there. They're losing their reserves at a very high rate, and they can't rely on $3 trillion or $3 billion or whatever it is they have.
No, I agree, and that's why the big banks are now having to admit Trump's right. We can tell China to do whatever we want. And quite frankly, some of Trump's policies would be better for China long run. They have to reform and stop centralizing control.
Correct. I mean, but what Trump said repeatedly is, look, and he was right on the nose. I think that was Mike Flynn and others who agreed. I agreed with it when he said, North Korea is China's problem. If you can't handle North Korea, don't even come to us. That's your creation. It's your problem. You know exactly.
Exactly. Stop using this little moron. We know it's you.
Right. And the fact is, this young man, or he's not a young man, Kim Jong-un, was trained in Switzerland, went to boarding school, speaks English very well, speaks French, speaks a lot of languages. He loves basketball. And he has splayed out a lot of operatives into Canada, into Europe, who are now wanting to change the course of North Korea, but it's not sufficient. And in fact, if he continues,
let's talk about North Korea because you're somebody. I don't know about. I mean, can I tell people you're able to go into North Korea? You know these people,
right? Well, I know them to the extent that I've been tracking them for about 20, 30 years.
Well, they let you in and out of the country, and you go talk to them. You tell us about that?
Well, no. Basically, let me get into this. Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-un, his grandfather was, Kim Jong-un's grandfather was a very important man because he turned around North Korea and made it more prosperous than South Korea. Once he left, then his son and Kim Jong-un's father really went the route of a deviation from what Kim Il-sung was. And he was somebody who fought the Japanese. He was somebody who was truly a freedom fighter. Then we had the corruption come in with nepotism and eventually the degradation of a financial basis in North Korea, which was then co-opted by the South Koreans and other countries that went in and used the cheap labor. Now, Kim Jong-un, one of his major leverage points is still using nuclear weapons. That's not going to work. I mean, in fact, He's far from delivering a nuclear warhead on a missile, contrary to what most people have said. And in fact, what he does want is recognition to be part of a legitimate nation state. He will not get it if his only modus operandi is to use the missile systems. He will get it if he stands down and allows the Chinese and other countries to come in and start to turn around the North Korean budget. The real fear of North Korea and China is that we will meld them together. In other words, what happened when we were involved in the amalgamation of East Germany and West Germany, we never took in consideration the East German lack of financial integrity or the great debts that East Germany had. And when they came together, East and West Germany, we realized that there was a huge financial drain on the Germans. In North Korea, this is even a bigger problem. If they are to collapse, and we can collapse the system very quickly, China knows there will be thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of North Koreans streaming into
China. Sure, in Russia, that's a Russia crisis because they border as well. Then why is China acting so belligerent? Is that all just a confidence act?
Well, it's basically their modus operandi, but also at the same time, they're trying to reassert at a time at which we have political transition that they want us to act in a way that's deferential to the Chinese and not deferential to Taiwan. And Trump did the right thing. He basically made a call to Taiwan and said, look, you can become the leverage point in a 30-year negotiation, which really hasn't gone very far. The Chinese need us more than we need China. Their exports are nice, they're cheap, and you can go to Walmart. But their legitimacy is a real problem. There are two elements to their problem. One is water. They have no water. 500 million Chinese north of the Yalu and the Yangtze River have absolutely no water.
And, of course, energy.
Energy. But I predict if there's going to be a war, that war will be between China and India over the Himalayas.
Absolutely.
The second element is what we talked about. There is no financial integrity to China. In fact, China cannot give you a number that's valid or in any way legitimate. If they were to tell me their growth rate is 6 to 8%, I would say I don't believe it.
Sure, they're well known. It's all state run. They execute you if you criticize the stock, calling it fake news. The penalty's death, and our crazy elite are trying to adopt the Chinese censorship model here in America. So there's obviously some real hurdles ahead, but I agree. I think we've got the initiative overall. Shifting back to the Democratic Party, they do seem delusional. Pelosi now seems to be the leader. She says they did everything fine, everything's wonderful. They're going to go ahead with their culture war map. But we know they stole 5 states from Trump. We know there were actually way bigger numbers of Hispanics and blacks that voted for him, but still record numbers did. So they seem to be fundamentally still delusional at the top, surrounded by yes men. I see that as very positive if it doesn't go too far and they start a war in the process of their delusion. But if they just stay kind of delusional and keep falling apart, that's great. My only concern is take over the Republican Party fully, purge it of all the globalists, and then move forward with absolute, you know, technology advancements to pull the world out of the carrying capacity problem we have. Because the globalists decided, just let everybody starve to death, don't build the new systems, have a global collapse, use that as a consolidation model. Well, that model will probably kill everybody in huge wars. No, we have to stabilize the third world. We have to release the advanced technologies. We've got to build the space colonies. We've got to put in the undersea extraction systems. We've got to go next level or we're gone.
Well, the problem with the DNC is the problem of ageism. You have three of the major leaders are on their mate in their 70s, and they don't want to give up power. Nancy Pelosi has never had a legitimate contestant against her for the past 30 to 40 years. She comes out of a safe zone in San Francisco. Steny Hoyer out of Maryland is another problem. Ben Cardin out of Maryland is another problem. So the problem really resides within the Democratic Party. Either they clean it out or they reinvigorate it. Otherwise,
and they're saying they're not going to. They say they're doing a great job.
No. Well, that's delusional. That's exactly what happens when you think that you're that important, which she is not. Neither are the three of them that important, but there is no contest. And for the most part, they've alienated their constituents. So there's really no more Democratic Party. As far as we're concerned, the final coup for us and counter coup was to get rid of the Democratic Party and make them impotent. And that was.
And if they push too far, a lot more is going to come out that is very damaging for the country. But if we have to cut the cancer out, we will. And that's the warning they're being given. Dr. Pechenik, stevepechenik.com, your books, all your materials there. People can also follow you on Twitter. Thanks for the time. It's great to have you here with us in 2017.
And Happy New Year to you and your audience.
We are coming out of the storm, ladies and gentlemen. There are more on the horizon. We've made it through this one. All right, we'll be back with other big breaking news and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Either with the Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be talking to a guest here in a few minutes, but I want to get our crew with some earpieces, so we're going to do that here in just a second. There are so many things to cover today. Obviously, we're living in the Twilight Zone. I mean, we're defeating the globalists that hijacked the country. They're in total panic. WikiLeaks from U.S. intelligence agencies are ready to destroy Obama, the Democrats, and everybody else. Bezos, the New York Times are rolling over in fear. And Trump is holding back releasing information that will just destroy all of them. Did not come from the Russians, let me assure you. So it's a very exciting time to be alive. I want to play some of these clips, though, because they're important, and I haven't gotten to it. One of them is Washington Post editor Trump reading InfoWars can tank markets, invite incursions. This is the same Washington Post that ran a hoax last week saying that the Russians had hacked the Vermont power grid to shut off the East Coast. Just totally made up. They had to retract 2 days later after we broke it and Drudge carried it. Now everybody's turning against him admitting it. And then Spicer says Trump will absolutely use Twitter as POTUS. Yeah, bypassing the media. Meet the spokesman, the president. You know, presidents usually just come out and talk to the public and give an address or talk to the media. They didn't sit there and like have their minions do it. It's all these minions that want to control things. So that is very important. And then a third clip that goes with it is CNN aired fake video of a video game B-roll from Fallout 4. Fake video from Fallout 4 of hackers, of Russian hackers hacking. So that's how dumb they think you are, is they use CG fake video of a fake hacker from a fake video game, and then they think you're so stupid. This is like, I don't know what happened at Sandy Hook. There are real shootings. I bet kids did die. I'm very sad. The point is that you got Anderson Cooper turning, and it's a green screen. You got Anderson Cooper turning, and his nose disappears. And then you've got Nancy Grace, when she was still at CNN with the other reporter, and they're talking in a cul-de-sac. The same cars are driving around in circles behind them, so you see the same cars, and they got caught. I mean, I don't know what they're up to. But these people are liars, okay? And I can see what they're doing. So we've got all these clips here showing how they're the fake news, how they're a joke, how they're a fraud. And a lot of people now realize Trump's going to get in. They're not going to be able to stop it. But Soros is crazy. And he may have that dead man switch, as one of our guests was saying yesterday. And it's just a time to be praying, a time to be focused, a time to be very, very watchful. So let's go through a few of these clips. This is a Washington Post editor attacking yours truly. They're the ones trying to tank markets. The market, Trump has it up of $1.2 trillion, $100 billion plus of investment coming back in. It's all over the news that incredible things are happening. Consumer confidence is the highest ever recorded by Gallup in over 100 years. And we're being told, see, it's our fault. Well, they're trying to crash the economy. They're trying to crash the power grid. And they want to blame the Russians and InfoWars because, you know, we're all Ruski spies around here, folks. Yeah, we're real Ruski spies around here. So let's go ahead and go to those clips. You just play them in order. Here's the editor of the Washington Post.
And the problem is not just a chaotic management theory. It's actually a weird cycle by which he will stay on message for 7 days. And then all of a sudden, 3 a.m, he reads InfoWars and, you know, sends off a tweet and goes off. And then everyone has to go to the family and say, can you get him back on the wagon? And then there's another crisis, like, you know, process like this. The presidency can't work that way. You can tank markets. You can invite incursions. You can do a variety of...
Hit pause. Back this up. This is a guy on national television, Face the Nation, attacking us. And their viewership's so low now, only like 3 or 4 million. We don't even care about it. I mean, I didn't even know about it until they showed me yesterday. Let's explain something here. They keep saying, it's like Trump thinks he can make decisions himself. He can't do that. He's not infallible. You certainly aren't chicken neck either. You just keep thinking, like, he's crazy. He could make the wrong decision and tank things. You're the ones trying to tank things, jerk. You're the person that's never done anything in their life, just running around telling us what we should do, caught running fake news. I mean, what, you have a pinhead, you're like a chicken neck, it's like revenge of the wimps. I'm not against wimps and nerds, but it's like all the criminals attacking us like these wimps that have something to prove because their wee-wees are a half inch long. I mean, I'm serious, folks, that's Quentin's theory on it, and I think it's really true. More and more I realize it's a bunch of jerks that think they can just push us around all day, and they take our kindness as weakness. They're learning that's not the case. And I'm not trying to, they don't even listen to warnings. So just, you know what, go ahead and try to keep Trump out. We're going to destroy all of you with information warfare. With all the stuff you've done, all of you, get ready to wreck your lives because you weren't let into this corrupt system for nothing. You're all a bunch of scum. We know that. So everything's coming out on all of you. Go ahead and fill your hand, dumbasses. It's like the knight in the Holy Grail. He's chopped off his arms, his legs. It's merely his flesh wound. He's like hopping into us, won't stop, doesn't get we're destroying you. Listen, dumbass, and I'm not bragging to the Washington Post guy. InfoWars, according to QuantCast and every other service, is bigger than the New York Times as of 6 months ago. The New York Times is much bigger than you. Yes, you've got big studios. Yes, you're up there. You're a fop. You're a joke. You're a scammer. And you sit there believing that you're all powerful. We had 85 million viewers election week. Our new low is 41 million. You don't have 10 million readers a week, dumbass. People sit around at fake liberal coffee houses with the paper acting like they're intellectual reading your crap. They don't read anything more than the headlines. Other people use it for birdcage liner. Okay? And I mean that literally. Literally, you're a joke. You want to demoralize us? I'll demoralize you. You come from cowards and rats and scum. It's why that's all you do. Like certain species of dog does this, certain does that, certain breeds. You act like a diseased mental patient. So I'm sorry, let's finish the clip of the people that want to permanently tank markets to control us in their own documents, telling us that we, that want to make America great again and just equalize the taxes globally so we get our jobs back, that we're the best, and we're going to our guest. We're going to our guest, but here it is.
And the problem is not just a chaotic management theory. It's actually a weird cycle by which people stay on message for 7 days. And then all of a sudden, 3 a.m, he reads InfoWars and, you know, sends off a tweet and goes off. And then everyone has to go to the family and say, can you get him back on the wagon? And then there's another crisis, like, you know, process like this. The presidency can't work that way. You can tank markets. You can invite incursions. You can do a variety of things. And the manner in which he both manages and his lack of control, impulse control, when it comes to his own message, I don't know how that works in the presidency. It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, they all get these big cowardly rooms and have these little wimp consensus. I mean, they all wear little nerdly glasses on purpose, accentuating. I'm not against nerds. But, I mean, I'm saying these people are a joke, people. These are the parasites. Now, let's go ahead and go to the next clip and we're going to our guest. This is Spicer. Says, well, Trump will absolutely use Twitter. That's his spokesman as president. Well, why shouldn't he? See, everyone must go through this political elite that no one's watching, no one's listening to. You're like somebody in 1940 that just figured out that nobody's buying horse buggies anymore. And you're like, nobody's been buying these for 30 years. What the hell? You got to get back to riding horses to work. I mean, what the hell? I'm going to go out of business. You ain't listening to us. You got to go through us. Here it is.
Freaks the mainstream media out that he has this following of over 45 plus million people that follow him on social media that he can have a direct conversation.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have it funneled through the media. This is going to be a business as usual is over, as I said before. There's a new sheriff in town. He's going to do things first and foremost for the American
people. So we're still going to see a lot of Twitter as
well.
You're
going to see, absolutely, you're going to see Twitter. Why?
He had said on 60 Minutes that he was going to cut back.
No, you know what? The fact of the matter is that when he tweets, he gets results. So whether it's Twitter, holding a news conference, picking up the phone, having a...
Yeah, when I go to some little Christian radio station with 1,000 watts, I get bigger response than going on CNN. Because they got zombies watching. Let me give you a big Trump secret here. And then we're going to move on. We're going to extend a little bit the next hour with our next guest here, because I've got a lot to cover. But David Knight's coming in. I never got on Twitter because I knew it was a leftist thing. I only got on it a few years ago. And, you know, so we only have, like, on all our Twitters together, about 1 million followers. Our main one only, like, 500,000. But Trump went on and was on Apprentice, all these shows, and was smart the whole time, gathering pop culture connections as a database. And he's been doing this for like 15 years, and he's got all these other databases so he can reach directly to the liberals. And that's why they're so pissed. They're like, be presidential. Get rid of your connection to the 45 million liberals. We never did good on Twitter because it's not a conservative audience. That's why all our conservatives have to go get on Real Alex Jones on Twitter, so that we can communicate with you directly. I know it's boring. I know it's stupid. But it's where the wars are happening, where you can attack these globalists on their own Twitters. Paul Watson's such a genius at that. You know, he's got 20 times the support and the reach on Twitter that I do, because he knows how to use it. But again, those of you out there with little Twitter accounts, you can wreck them in the info war. One more clip. We're going to this huge announcement. Skipping this break coming up so we have more time with our great guest, another great Americana innovator, David Roberts, founder of Tennessee Arms Company. Wait to hear about this. But first off, let's finish that next clip. This is the CNN report that aired the fake footage, and now they've been caught. It's fake footage, not of Russian hackers, but a video game. Again, they think you're so dumb, they're telling you on screen, look, we have video of the Russian hackers. So their idiot audience goes, I saw it. I saw it. Okay, this is how they manipulate, and then they get caught and don't even retract it. Here it is.
In spite of this and the U.S. intelligence community's assessment that Russia ordered the election hacking, President-elect Trump just last night continued to dismiss both Moscow's involvement and the importance of the hacking at all.
I think we're going to get on with our lives. I think the computers have complicated lives very greatly. The whole age of computer has made it where nobody knows exactly what's going on.
Senator John McCain.
Now, again, can we cue it back up to the fallout part right there? I want to show people, this is a video game, and notice, they cut to make it look like his generals are 99 years old. That was a World War II vet event with them wearing their uniforms. I've seen them go, look at the crazy Russian generals, like a 99-year-old guys. Everything they do is to project manipulation, wartime propaganda. But shifting gears out of that, we had a big announcement at the start of the show today that we've got, for the first time, only law enforcement's got it, the Pentagon's testing it. It is nanotube technology. The old stuff, obviously, first developed in Texas 15, 20 years ago. It was toxic. It's completely non-toxic, to make that clear. But it's totally sealed. It didn't even shoot the first layer. Okay, when we shot it, even with carbines, with pistol rounds. They're coming out soon. And we're the sole distributor. We're so honored. I don't know how long it's going to last, but they're letting us roll it out of this Made in America, developed in Texas system. Now, coupled with that is David Roberts. Now, I want to be clear. I'm going to let you, Q, because you know this guy well, break this down, and you've been working on this for a long time. I didn't ever do the lowers because a lot of these companies had problems, fly-by-night, whatever. And then I learned what this company went out and got, as usual, the best. They originated it. Over time, they perfected it. They invented the copper inserts so that they just keep going and going, and many times more than aluminum or, I guess, steel. 30,000 to 60,000 is what the third-party ratings are. It's just insane. And this is something totally private to you, no record. They have the ATF letter. It's on Infowars.com saying this is completely legal and lawful. In minutes, you've got a third you can drill out. Now, again, I've never done this because I only wanted to have the very best. Well, this is the best. A veteran-owned, a Marine Force Recon. This is the company. He's had several companies. And so break this down and introduce this guy. Because it's simply amazing. Infowarsstore.com. I don't want to say we have their entire line because it's custom. We have their entire line and more. Hundreds of designs, Magpul matching colors, on and on and on. And with this laser etching, we're going to get it where it's actually almost even personalized. You can send in what you want and do that. But we've got dozens and I guess it's hundreds of different designs right now, from Molon Labe to Paul Revere to George Washington to, I want to do some commemorative, you know, Trump 45, Return of the Republic. We're adding more every day. And if you don't want to customize it, just want it straight up, you know, all murdered out in black or olive drab or whatever, we've got it, InfoWarsStore.com. This is so amazing on so many fronts. And again, we're taking the Republic back. We're excited. We're breaking the globalist will over us. I'm literally this excited. People say, how do you keep doing it? Are you on drugs? No, we're kicking the globalist ass. We've got the best lower company. We're just, this guy's battled in court and is the number one guy patented. He's the king daddy. We've got him. So Q and Pat, great job. Talk about it. Let's introduce this guy. We're going to go a little bit, about 10 minutes to the next hour. Then I'm going to hand it over to David Knight.
All right. Absolutely.
We'd like God, I'm feeling good. Are you high on liberty?
Woo! Absolutely. A little more.
You got to mirror that energy.
Take you down right now?
Yeah, you know, oh, man. Probably. We want to introduce David Roberts.
I want to get this guy right now.
Chicken neck.
Q's got energy that just gets my energy going.
You forgot your glasses.
I did.
You don't even look smart.
Q let me rough him up this morning.
Yeah, he lost.
I have a little chicken neck. I just hide it with this beard. We want to introduce David Roberts, owner of Tennessee Arms. Give him a chance to discuss his product and tell us what we already know, but tell you guys what it is about this product that makes it the absolute best.
Yeah, I mean, this is no hype, folks. That's why I've never done this. People, how much money could I make? I'm not going to even... Like, Jesse James, awesome guy, wants to work with me. He's great. I know he's the best. We're going to do it with him, too. He's got the entire NRA catalog, does. You know that?
Okay.
Boom, first, David Roberts. Nanotech, everything, the best. Sorry. David, tell us about your products, and we're very, very happy that you're letting us distribute them. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'd really like to thank you for letting me be on the show, and... what we started out with was the AR-15. You know, it's a proven design. It's been used for, you know, decades. But it was a design that was made in 1959. And, you know, as you can imagine, you know, we done wonderful things with material science and, you know, the engineering that has gone on since then. So one of the first things we looked at was the receiver. And, you know, basically what we did was we started questioning. We started wondering, what can we do different to, you know, get this weight down and, you know, to make this thing, you know, bring
well,
it
sure, when I was a kid, I shot M16s and stuff that were even full auto. They just didn't work good. Over time, I'm not an expert on the names, but the M4s have gotten more and more perfected. And the word is, you perfected the lower.
We did. The way we did it was by lowering the weight and using space age materials. Now, when I say space age, what we're doing is basically just taking an automotive grade polymer that has been in use and it's in use in your cars. We make the automotive suspensions for rough country suspensions here in this town. So, I mean, we understand polymers. We understand how they work. We understand their strengths and weaknesses. And we incorporated that design into the AR-15 receiver. But one of polymer's weaknesses is it doesn't hold threads very well. And that's where a lot of our competitors have problems is, you know, they try to make this all polymer part. And it's just not what that does. So what we do is we actually put the metal inserts in to hold the threads and to strengthen it while still getting the strength and the lightweight and the color that goes all the way through the material by using the polymer.
And I'm showing the laser etching happening right now. But just be clear that you took basically automotive engineers, technology, things perfected the auto industry, and then took it with the Colt, you know, M16 type receiver, I guess, for an AR-15 now, and just upgraded it. Everybody tried to copy you, but they say you're the best.
Well, that and I did patent it. So
yeah, you know, battled in court and won that.
Yes, I did. It was pretty ugly. You know, we did invent it. We did come up with it. We were very quickly copied. So, you know, that just tells you that, you know, we were onto something.
Absolutely.
But so what we did was we actually took, you know, a basic AR-15 design, which is a really good design. And we just updated it and brought it into this century. And what we're doing is actually most of our customers are people that build their own AR-15s. Because as you well know, you know, that the best way to understand how a weapon system works is to build it yourself and understand it.
And these are so affordable. And we've got them in one pack, five packs, 10 packs. You can get them naked. You can get them, I guess it's no additional charge, customize all these designs. Sooner or later, you can actually email us and we can send it to you and have it done. It's going to be a little bit more, obviously, to have them loaded in and do it with the laser and everything. But, I mean, this is amazing. Show me break down basically how somebody legally and lawfully does this, because we've got the ATF letter on the site, and that's why it works. I mean, I've been given offers, let me not exaggerate, by probably every other company out there that does lowers. And I just did research. I did reviews. It's just there's a lot of crap out there. I'm sorry, folks. This is the place to get it. And the blessings, the providence we keep having, like the best body armor company, hands down about to go Department of Defense wide. Boom, we get it. The other product we're going to be announcing soon. I mean, it's just incredible. Yeah, you'll see it in Dick's and Walmart in 6 months. We get it first. Special Forces using it for 10 years, classified. Kills bacteria, everything. Nobody's got this. I mean, this is like the next colloidal silver. I just can't believe the winning. You're going to get so sick of winning. You're going to say, please stop winning. I'm going to say, no. It's the spirit of the Republic. Just get ready. We're the best. Sorry.
Well, and honestly, you know, when, you know, Q came to me about this originally, about, you know, partnering with your organization. And, you know, one of the first things I asked was, you know, what kind of man is he? You know, what kind of company does he run? Because I knew Q. I knew he'd shoot me straight. And, you know, he told me that, you know, you and your company would be somebody that I'd want to partner with and, you know, get a good long-time partner.
Well, we can tell you've been busy working, making guns that you don't know about InfoWars. That's awesome, yeah. Though, brother. It's good. I mean, listen, you're the best. It's amazing. I've heard about Tennessee Arms for so long and the other companies you pioneered, the stuff you developed. It's incredible. Let's get more into these because, again, for the layperson out there, let's go to the legalese. Like, it's 80% done. It's very easy to do. We're going to have a video. We actually shot it yesterday. We're going to have where it shows me even in there doing it and you doing it. And I'm not a machinist, and I did a pretty good job. Explain how this works, the whole genre to folks, for people that aren't informed, who are thinking about building their own firearm. This isn't the firearm, but it's the key lower and how people can do it.
Absolutely. Well, the way the ATF regulations work is the only thing that's considered a firearm is the receiver itself, the part that holds the serial number. But it's completely legal to build your own firearm at home. And the way we, you know, do that is we give you a piece of the receiver, basically the outside dimensions in the magazine that meets those regulations, but it doesn't hit what the ATF considers to be a firearm. So these can be shipped, you know, over the mail. They can be shipped directly to your house. There's no background check. It's all completely legal.
And this shows bureaucratic idiocy. Hasn't this been around since like the 20s?
This has been around forever. And to be honest with you, Americans have been building guns since before there was an America.
In the ATF's view, exactly, going after guns, it's, what I'm saying is this law is from the 20s, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I think it's always been legal. I don't think the law itself it was never illegal to not build your own gun.
Exactly. I'm saying this particular one, they consider the firearm just the stamp ID. It's crazy.
As I understand it, it is, you know, with the, that comes with the marking variations and, you know, their regulations of what they actually consider.
The point is, there's a lot of dangerous stuff out there. I don't just say this to, you know, as marketing. It's truthful. I haven't been involved in it. You're the biggest. You're the cleanest. You're the originator. You're the best. You've got the ATF letter. These other people, literally, I'm like, okay, let me see an ATF letter. They're like, oh, we'll get you that. Never comes. And I were like, people like these ads, like, it shoots full auto, buy our lower. I'm like, dude, that's illegal without a tax stamp. I'm no expert on this stuff, but I know there's a minefield of idiocy with this stuff.
Oh, it never stops. It never stops. You know, there's a lot of hype in the industry, and, you know, one of the things that you really want to get by is you don't want to kick the hornet's nest of the ATF. You want to do things correctly. You want to do it right, and you can. You know,
can give folks the blueprint to follow the law to the gold standard.
Absolutely. And, you know,
so break down how we do this. Let's say you're an average guy living in Tennessee or Texas or wherever, and you want to, or Northern California, it should be its own state, great place, and you want to be able to build your own firearm as a hobby, teach your son, daughter how to do it, you know, have your own original Americana firearm that didn't come off an assembly line. That's cool. I'm going to do this with my son and daughters. How do they do it?
Well, all of our receivers, you know, unless you are using like an Easy Jig or, you know, one of the other commercially available jigs that help you build it, but our jig that comes with the receiver is actually helps you drill it out. And, you know, using the supplied instructions.
Let's be clear. It's almost like coloring by numbers with your jig. The jig is the encasement that the resin and copper system lowers in to make sure you do it just right.
Absolutely. And we try to make this as easy as possible and still stay within the law. So what we did was we made the jig itself. It holds that receiver in very tightly so you can keep the tolerances. But the only tools that are needed are basically a drill press, a little bit of sandpaper, and maybe a Dremel tool. You can get by with less, but if you really want to do a good job, that's what you're looking
for. So it's harder to build a model airplane, you know, when you're 10 years old than to do this.
Yes.
This is basically an adult Legos. So, yes, Dave, tell them why you chose marine-grade brass and explain to them where and why you reinforced the areas of the polymer lower.
Absolutely. One of the things we did was we looked at anything that had a thread because those threads itself make the material very thin and very weak. So what we did was by using the marine-grade brass, and we use brass for the ease of machining and the lack of dissimilar metal issues. When you put two metals together that are dissimilar, you can cause corrosion issues. There are a lot of things that can happen by using the wrong metal. So, and that's where the science background comes in, and that's why this took so long to perfect. But by using that brass insert, you know, you don't have corrosion problems. You got great strength. And, you know, it's very easy to machine, so it keeps our production level high and our costs low, and we pass that along to the consumers.
I was about to add that I've done my own research. I'm not a gun expert. I go see other lowers that are crappy, are like twice the price. People just, I mean, this is the place to get your lower, InfoWarsStore.com, and they've allowed us with all this laser etching they've got with these incredible lasers to do all this, you know, come and take it, don't tread on me, InfoWars, defend the Republic. We're going to come out with a inauguration of Trump 2017 special, but I don't wait till he actually gets there. I don't want to celebrate prematurely. A lot of exciting things, ladies and gentlemen. It's key to bring back building your own firearms. That's what this is all about. This is a great, great thing to do. Maybe for your school project, for science class, to show a video, though. Don't bring it into school. They'll freak out by that. I mean, there's just so many angles of this. Now, these are really affordable. Let's talk about the cost at InfoWarsStore.com. There's no reviews yet, but on your site, you've got the 5-star reviews. We just launched it today. I mean, how easy it is to put these together and how much they cost. We've got all the colors. We've got different packs, you name it.
Exactly. Well, you know, one of the things that we do is we, because of our process, because of the high-pressure injection molding, we can make thousands of these things a day. So by doing that, we can keep our costs low, and we pass that along to, you know, to our customers and for people like you who distribute our product. And
that's right. I've also read a lot of people have this third party done. That's why they make you wait so long. They're getting them done in like China and stuff. Is that true?
Yes. Nobody's really come out front and said, you know, this is what we're doing, this is how we're doing it, because they're not a firearm, they're not regulated.
Sure, sure, but exactly. Wow, that's why you want to go to somebody like you. Back in 70, David Rogers, Roberts is founder of Tennessee Arms Company, TNA Arms. It's TNArmsCo.com.